Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory.
Okay, chickens. Carl has written us an email, which I'm still reading. And he's got a unique perspective. Oh, it's not unique. Because it comes from, you know, I mean, it is kind of unique because there's, you know, different things that happen. Anyway, everyone's perspective is unique, I guess. Like, you know, every single person's perspective is their own and therefore not, you know, the wider experience. Anyway, he says he grew up in the UK. His first memory is Ark in Space. oh, my God, one of my favourite episodes. But then he was banned for months from watching Doctor Who because of nightmares. Oh, dear. Poor thing. And the nightmares are being turned into a Cyberman. Oh, that's weird. There were no Cybermen in that episode. Are you thinking of Revenge of the Cybermen, which was on the same spaceship as the Ark in Space? Like, they used the same sets. but, yes, then he hasn't missed an episode since partway through War Games to the end of Trial of a Time Lord. The family and I moved to Australia just before the key to time. I didn't see any McCoy stories as I was travelling, living in London for a few years and generally experiencing the distractions of being in my 20s. Habit was set to only watch Doctor Who on first broadcast wherever I was living, and that continued from Rose till now. I never went back to old stories until those Twitch screenings a few years ago. Oh, they were great, where I filled in the McCoy stories and a few odd gaps, now using BritBox to fill in some of the last Hartnell and Troughton gaps. We're probably all unusual. I've heard of young fans doing The Pilgrimage, one episode per night from an unearthly child, or binging whole classics like Robots of Death in a single viewing. It must give you such a different perspective compared to me, who had a whole week to ruminate and chat between episodes. I mean, I've always found that fascinating, like the people watching it in Britain who saw it every week, because even when there were new episodes here in Australia in the 70s and into the 80s, we would get them, you know, months later. So, you know, you'd see in Doctor Who magazine, like, it would be like, oh, this story's happened and people rated that one highly. It's like, we have not seen these ones. But then when they got here, it was every day. Like, you would go through an entire season in like 4 weeks, not even. Because so a brand new, like, you'd get, like, so you'd have repeat. Like, you'd be like, oh, yes. These are the Tom Baker stories. Like, I've only seen these once, but they were on last year. And you're watching your way through them. And then after that last Tom Baker one, it's like, oh, brand new one. I haven't seen this one before. So exciting. And then you'd burn through that season, like, of 26 episodes in 4 or 5 weeks. And then you'd be back to Pertwee. And it's like, what? Where did the – we're just at the Armageddon factor. Why are we now, like, at the – Why are the three doctors now? I don't know really what the timeline is. It is online. Like, there is a deliciously nerdy corner of the internet where they break down every single episode of Doctor Who that screened in Australia and when, because, like, until the early 80s, they were on, like, different stories were being shown in different cities in Australia, all, like, where it was all out of whack, like, because, yeah, there was football in some places be, you know, turned over for other things, so it was, yeah, it was higgledy-piggledy for a very long time, but it was a daily occurrence. So when new episodes came out, we did not have that whole week to talk and get excited about it, because it was like, oh, it's on tomorrow. but also heavily edited. Like, you know, I've probably told you before that the brain of Morbius was shown at like 9 p.m. as, you know, cobbled together as one big thing, because it had been, you know, kept off the telly because it was too frightening for children. And I don't think I don't even remember them showing the Deadly Assassin either. We kind of skipped from The Hand of Fear, where Sarah disappeared and suddenly the Doctor meets Leela in the face of evil. And that's kind of, we didn't get anything in between. So, yeah, there were a bunch that never saw the light of day because they were too frightening for children, because it was 6 o'clock. Or 6:30, we used to get it in Australia. Every day, though, like, it must be weird. And also the repeats, like, so many repeats. Because we burned through them so quickly, they'd be like, oh, well, the Carnival of Monsters is on tomorrow. It's like, what, again? I've seen it 8 times. Seriously, I've seen Carnival of Monsters so many times. I don't know why it was, like, the default. Like, for some reason, whenever you'd be watching, it's like, suddenly the Carnival of Monsters would be on. It's like, why is this always on? But yeah, and then one day, like, they went all the way back to An Unearthly Child and was like, oh my God, it's black and white, it's exciting, we're going all the way back to the start. But yeah, oh, thank you so much for that, Carl. That is I'd love everyone else's feelings about when you first saw it, because Damo was talking about his first episode was Rose. My first episode was part 6 of Planet of the Spiders. So imagine that. Your first episode, the main character dies at the end. And so, yeah, I've been in love with Tom Baker ever since. Mainly I was in love with Sarah, because Sarah was the character that carried through from one to the next one, and the Brigadier. But yeah, that was the first one I ever saw. And then it rolled straight on into Robot, the next episode. Like, it just carried on through, because I guess it must have been a repeat. Although maybe that was when it was on weekly. When I was really little, it used to be on once a week on a Sunday. And the first one I ever saw was when it was on weekly. And I remember having nightmares about a thing like this. Like, you know how when you're little, you can block things out that are too scary? I had a nightmare about this black shape coming to kill me in a room full of scientists. It was really strange, and it was going to murder me. And then years later, I saw Genesis of the Daleks, and I recognized the scene as my horrifying nightmare, and the black shape that was just, like, seriously, just in my memory, was just like a black square that killed people, was a Dalek. And I'm like, oh my God, one of my first, like, my most memorable nightmares was obviously Genesis of the Daleks, and I'd blocked out the Dalek when Davros introduced it into the room. So yeah, it's weird, like, the, you know, I mean, memory kind of plays weird tricks on you anyway, but that's, like, one of my earliest memories of Doctor Who is as a nightmare, which I didn't realize was Doctor Who until years later when I saw that episode. I'm like, this is my nightmare, but that's a Dalek. And I'd seen Daleks before that, obviously, because this was a repeat of Genesis of the Daleks. So, yeah, I'd obviously watched it at some point. I remember my mum coming in and finding me watching Doctor Who of an afternoon and kind of going, what is happening with you? I was just, like, terrified in her room. I was like, Friday. So, yes. Thank you, everyone. This has been a delight. Also, thanks to Squally, whose message about Rose was such a great episode. And also, glad that I'm better. Bless you, Squally. Bless you. Now, one of my favorite moments about an unearthly child happened. Matt sent me a message, and look, this is going to take a lot of setup to tell you about how this happened. Anyway, Matt sent me a message about an unearthly child, which I really, look, it's going to take a bit. Also, just quickly, message to James, who recommended Radio Free Scaro, who were talking to Chris Chibnall in their podcast. They're Americans. And he says, very much a behind-the-scenes conversation, no questions about timeless child or anything. But it was fascinating hearing about the reality behind making the show during COVID and a whole lot more, which I did go off and listen to. It was, as he says, fascinating. And just, you know, hearing, like, you know, all we get online is the discourse. So it was exciting hearing Chris Chibnall talk about it. But I'll talk about that more in the next episode.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.